From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen. What it means to be rich in the U.S. Coming up, how the presidential candidates define prosperity.
First, the emergency NATO meeting in Belgium over the crisis with Russia and the war in Georgia. We're joined by one of the participants at that NATO meeting, the foreign minister of Poland, Radek Sikorski. A Russian general threatened his country with a nuclear attack if it goes ahead with an American missile deal. Mr. Minister, welcome to Day to Day. What happened at the NATO meeting?
Well, the Secretary General commented on those particular words of the Russian Deputy Chief of the General Staff, calling them pathetic and unhelpful. And I think that's right, that NATO should respond to threats against one of its members.
This is Russian Colonel General Anatoly Nogovitsyn. He's been a spokesman for the Russian military. He said over this last weekend that this deal to build a U.S. missile defense base in Poland might provoke a nuclear attack, that this is Russian military doctrine. What has your country said to Moscow about this statement?
Well, we're not going to get involved in issuing statements. NATO has responded, and that's sufficient. We are satisfied by that. We think that the MD base is not directed against Russia. Poland have volunteered to offer Russia inspection rights and even technical monitoring. So this rhetoric is unnecessary and unhelpful.
This will be a base that will hold 10 missiles. The U.S. says these missiles have nothing to do with Russia. Poland has said these missiles really have nothing to do with Russia. They are meant to deter threats perhaps from Iran, if Iran were to launch missiles. But after haggling for months, Poland just agreed to this deal last week when the war was on with Georgia. Isn't this really about Russia?
It was a coincidence. The last round was scheduled before the events in the Caucasus, and we had intimations before that we were going for a successful conclusion.
So you're saying the media has made too much of this? The Russians are making too much of it.
It's an understandable association, but I'm telling you again, it's a coincidence.
What is your take on the Russians these days? What are they after?
Well, by not withdrawing after they said to the EU presidency several times that they would imminently, Russia's credibility is suffering, and people are beginning to suspect that not only has Russia crossed an international boundary, not only has it rampaged and bombed all over Georgia, that it may now be degrading Georgia's military and civilian infrastructure in order to change the democratically elected government of Georgia by other means.
The Russian troops, by some reports in Georgia, are beginning to withdraw. They've withdrawn from the town of Gori, according to the Associated Press. Does this signify something to NATO?
Well, that would be a step in the right direction, and that would be a vindication of EU's peacemaking efforts. We do need to see the withdrawal of Russian forces back to Russia, and then a political process and a humanitarian effort and a reconstruction effort.
The U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, will be in Warsaw to sign this missile base agreement tomorrow. You're saying Poland is going ahead with this despite these very clear warnings from the Russians?
We are, and I will be signing the agreement with her tomorrow. But we feel vindicated in that we were insisting in the course of these negotiations that Poland needs to be strengthened in terms of military capabilities, and that we need additional political statements of solidarity with the United States to face military and non-military challenges around Poland's borders. And we are very, very glad that the Polish-American relationship is being strengthened by this agreement.
You say you need additional political statements from the United States. What kind of statements are you looking for?
Together with the MD agreement, a political declaration is being issued, which contains what we call a solidarity clause, namely that Poland and the United States will work together to face both military and non-military threats that may emerge from third parties.
Radek Sikorski, Foreign Minister of Poland, speaking with us from the emergency NATO meeting in Brussels, Belgium. Mr. Minister, thank you.
Thank you.